What's happening, everybody? On today's show, we will go around the conference as we've got some guys still making announcements about coming back or going pro, as well as some more transfer portal news. I will give you my top 10 transfers in the SEC ahead of the 2022 season. Tons of movement, not only inside the conference, but from guys coming from outside as well. Locked On SEC starts right now.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome into Locked On SEC. Great to have you guys along. I'm Chris Gordy. Thanks for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On SEC is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube and at LockedOnSEC.com. And reminder to follow us. You follow me on Twitter at Chris Gordy or follow the show at Locked On SEC. Got a lot to do, so let's jump into it. Let's go around the conference.
Boots out to the right. Intercepted.
Makes the handoff.
Around the conference.
And we start over at Georgia as Kyrus Jackson was hampered by injuries much of this past season. Frankly, a lot of Georgia receivers dealt with injuries, but he had a more productive 2020 season before seeing his production fall off this year with those injuries. But he is eager to end his Georgia career on a high note as he announced on Twitter Tuesday afternoon he is returning to Georgia for the 2022 season. He recorded 16 catches for 194 yards and a touchdown this past season as Georgia won the national championship. He did add one carry for 37 yards, but a welcome piece back to the Georgia offense as, of course, they are losing a lot of pieces to the transfer portal. Kyrus Jackson comes back to help out that wide receiving core. Now over to Alabama, it sounds like they will be losing a piece of their 2021 recruiting class. Alabama running back Kamar Wheaton, who is a five-star recruit, is no longer listed in Alabama's student directory and has been away from the team, according to 24/7 Sports. Wheaton is not listed in the transfer portal, though an official announcement has not been made. He is unlikely to return to Alabama, according to the report. He was the seventh highest-rated recruit of Alabama's class of 2021. Dealt with a knee injury, and in November, Coach Nick Saban said at the time he still has a ways to go and was not on the field then. But Kamar Wheaton, sounds like he's done at Bama. We'll see where he ends up. Highly touted recruit. Over at Kentucky, Darian Kennard has been a big part of that Kentucky offensive line the past couple of years. Anchored a unit that finished as a finalist for the Joe Moore Award this year. Received some buzz as a possible first-round pick even for next year's or this year's draft. On Tuesday, he took to Twitter to announce he will indeed declare for the draft. Instead of returning to the school, he and the Wildcats O-line paved the way for Chris Rodriguez and a dominant run attack that averaged just under 200 rush yards per game this season. If he performs well at his pro day and at the combine, Darian Kennard could certainly find his way in the first round of this year's NFL draft. Speaking of the first round of the draft, Jameson Williams, Alabama wide receiver, he's on the road to recovery after his ACL surgery last week to repair a knee injury. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reported that the Alabama star receiver is, quote, feeling awesome, ready to get down the road. His agent said Williams is ahead of schedule following a clear tear of the ACL. So those are good. That's good news for him. Williams led Alabama with 1,572 receiving yards and 15 touchdowns in his lone season after transferring in from Ohio State. Now, one other note on an Alabama player, punter Ty Perine has reportedly entered the transfer portal. The specialist has not seen the field for the Tide since 2019. He averaged close to 45 yards on 13 punts in 2019, so he is on the move. We'll see where he ends up. Over at Texas A&M, they're bringing in an elite recruiting class and having to clear some room for some of those elite prospects. The Aggies losing some names to the transfer portal. Now defensive lineman R.J. Aribo, he announced on Twitter he is exploring his transfer options, putting his name in the portal. He redshirted in 2019, didn't play in 2020, appeared in all 12 games for the Aggies this past season, recorded just two total tackles on the year. He'll have 3 years of eligibility left wherever he ends up. Meanwhile, the Tennessee football program, they're under investigation for by the NCAA for major infractions potentially committed during Jeremy Pruitt's tenure. But Josh Heupel's first year on Rocky Top went a lot smoother, and the Vols did self-report one minor recruiting violation. According to the Knoxville News, the violation had to do with the pregame Vol walk ahead of the Ole Miss game this past fall. Tennessee football committed a minor NCAA violation when recruits walked along the pregame path of the Vol walk. Goodness. Some of these minor infractions are really silly. Tennessee basketball also self-reported a minor violation. A UT basketball committed a violation because a recruit dribbled a basketball on the Thompson Bowling Arena court during a photo shoot. Again, just so absolutely ridiculous. But again, you got to self-report it to the NCAA. You don't want them coming down hard on you for something so innocuous. Meanwhile, Florida, first-year head coach Billy Napier, they've been busy on the recruiting trail, adding some pieces. On Monday night, the Gators added a three-star quarterback from Oklahoma by the name of Max Brown. He was originally committed to Jim McElwain's Central Michigan, but he decommitted last week. It took to Twitter to announce he is heading to Florida. He's the number 110 quarterback in the 2022 class. Arkansas, they lost their cornerback coach, Sam Carter, to Ole Miss earlier this week, and that left an opening on Sam Pittman's staff, but did not take them long to replace him. According to On3 Sports, Arkansas is hiring Dominique Bowman away from Marshall to come in and serve as the cornerback coach role. Bowman has experience at Marshall, Tennessee Martin, Austin Peay during his career, rising to the co-defensive coordinator role at the last two stops. So congrats to Dominique Bowman, new DBs coach at Arkansas. And a quick SEC hoops note, the Georgia Bulldogs pulled off an upset, beating Alabama last night 82-76. It was Georgia's first win in the conference after they started the year 0-6 in the SEC. Near the end of the game, Georgia fans were chanting, "Just like football," as a reference to the national championship win over Alabama earlier this month. So, look, always down for some trash talk across the SEC, but big loss for Nate Oates and company, losing to a lowly Georgia team. But hey, desperate teams sometimes do desperate things. And they were 0-6, staring down the barrel of remaining winless in the conference. Congrats to Tom Crane's crew. And there you have it. That is Around the Conference. When we return, we are going to give you our best transfer portal additions in the SEC so far. Thanks again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. We've been telling you about the incredible app that everyone who buys gas needs to know about, and that is the Get Upside app. Our listeners are earning cash back for every gallon of gas. Every time they fill up, you just download the Get Upside app in the App Store, GetUpside. When you sign up, make sure you use our promo code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. That's going to get you 25 cents per gallon or more on your first fill up. Cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. You get cash back using Get Upside. Download the app for free. Use our promo code SCORE. Get 25 cents per gallon or more on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot, they're making as much as $200 to $300 a year in cash back. There's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, whatever it is. Just download the free GetUpside app and use our promo code SCORE. That'll get you 25 cents per gallon or more cash back on your first tank. That's code SCORE on the GetUpside app. And of course, it is the new year, and that means a lot of you made New Year's resolutions, and a lot of you made resolutions to eat healthier or get in shape or lose weight, whatever it is. And if you're doing so, you need to make sure Built Bar is part of your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It is covered in 100% real chocolate. Many Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams sugar, 4 grams net carbs, packed with 17 grams of protein in there. You compare that to a candy bar, which is usually double the calories, 30 grams sugar, dozens of net carbs. Go check them out today. You can go to their website, built.com. You can check out all their amazing flavors that they have to choose from the coconut almond to cookies and cream, salted caramel, mint brownie, literally something for everybody. In fact, Built Bar is always coming out with new limited time flavors, so check out built.com often to see what's new. Go to built.com right now. Use our promo code LOCKED15. That's going to get you 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15. Get 15% off at built.com. We'll be right back. Right along here, Locked On SEC. And look, there's been tons of movement in the last couple weeks in the transfer portal, and we're not done. I mean, there's more names to come, and so I just figured it would be a good time to run through my rankings of the top 10 best transfer portal additions in the SEC so far. Again, we are not even through this yet. In fact, by the time you're listening to this, Jackson Dart from USC could have transferred into Ole Miss. I would probably put him in my top 10 rankings if that ends up happening. But let me run through some of the names first who did not make the list. And I was close on some of these. I got Max Johnson from LSU to Texas A&M. Cameron Waiters, the offensive lineman from ULL to Florida. Dwight McLaughlin, the DB from LSU to Arkansas. J.J. Pegues from Auburn to Ole Miss. I mean, the list goes on and on of notable names. Nolan Kane, running back from Penn State to LSU. Ladarius Tennyson, the Auburn safety, going to Ole Miss. Tons of impact guys, but none of these guys made our list of top 10. So let's start with number 10. I've got Zach Calzada, quarterback from Texas A&M, going to Auburn. Texas A&M starter last season. After Haynes King went down to injury, it was Zach Calzada. He completed 56% of his passes, over 2,100 yards, 17 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. His most notable moment, of course, was beating Alabama, where he threw for 285 yards and 3 touchdowns. He joins a crowded quarterback room now with TJ Finley, Demetrius Davis, Holden Gariner, and fellow transfer Robbie Ashford, who came in from Oregon. I think by the start of next season, Calzada is going to win the job and should be very productive under new offensive coordinator Austin Davis at Auburn. But Zach Calzada, I've got as my number 10 transfer in the SEC so far. Number 9, I've got Mekhi Wingo going from Missouri to LSU. He's an immediate impact pass rusher for Brian Kelly and his staff, coming over from Mizzou, where he was a freshman All-SEC selection last year. Finished with 27 tackles, a sack, and a pick six for the big man. Gets to play alongside fellow freshman All-SEC defensive tackle Mason Smith. He's also reunited with his former high school coach Robert Steeples, who was recently added to the LSU staff. Joins a group with Jacqueline Roy, Jacobian Guillory, BJ Ojulari, Ali Gay. LSU going to be very strong up front next year, and Mekhi Wingo is a nice piece added to the group. Coming in at number 8 on my list, I've got offensive lineman Osiris Torrence going from Louisiana to Florida. He's a 6'5", 335-pound rising senior who spent his first 3 years with new Gators head coach Billy Napier at ULL. Started immediately as a true freshman. He's played at left guard before moving to right guard. Also played a little right tackle. He's expected to remain at guard for the Gators. Will start immediately for them. Earned all Sun Belt honors the past 2 seasons. He has yet to allow a sack in his career, according to Pro Football Focus. Osiris Torrence is going to help out run blocking and pass protection for that Florida offensive line starting next season. Number 7 on my list, I've got linebacker Drew Sanders going from Alabama to Arkansas. A big-time addition for the Arkansas linebacker room. 2 seasons at Alabama, he had 33 tackles, a sack, and four quarterback hurries in 23 games played. He missed several games the past year with a hand injury, but he's a former 5-star recruit, joins a group that's losing Grant Morgan and Hayden Henry. 2 big losses for them, but they will return a stud in Bumper Pool. Drew Sanders played a ton on special teams these past 2 seasons, but the stage is set for him to have a breakout season in Fayetteville and Barry Odom's defense. So Drew Sanders going from Bama to Arkansas, staying in the SEC West, which should be an impact guy as soon as he steps foot on campus. Coming in at number 6, ranking the best transfers in my mind across the SEC, I've got wide receiver Jaden Hazelwood going from Oklahoma to Arkansas. Look, this is a guy who was the number one high school receiver just 2 years ago. Well, I guess you got to go back to 2019, actually. But he was the number 4 overall player in the nation, a 5-star recruit. He finishes his Oklahoma career with 62 catches, 736 yards, and 7 touchdowns. He just struggled to find consistency. And look, Oklahoma had a lot of changes at quarterback the last year and a half. He also dealt with some injuries himself, but he is now set to have a big year with quarterback KJ Jefferson back for the Razorbacks. Jaden Hazelwood can step right into the shoes voided by Treylon Burks, who's off to the NFL. I think Jaden Hazelwood will be a household name across the SEC later this year. Be a big-time offensive weapon for the Arkansas Razorbacks. And those are our first five, or six through ten, if you will, on the best transfers across the SEC. Coming up next, I'll give you my top five coming your way right after this. But BetOnline, they would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue to march through the NFL playoffs. AFC and NFC championship games are set this weekend. Tons of SEC talent, by the way, on the rosters. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. It's a new year. They got a new updated desktop and mobile website. You can sign up today on your phone or your laptop, whatever, and you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON to get started, from football to basketball, hockey, boxing, UFC. They've got it all, even college basketball. Of course, the SEC games coming up this weekend. Get in on the action. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way for you to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. Continuing on here on Locked On SEC, and I'm running through my top 10 guys that have transferred into the SEC, whether from already inside the SEC or from outside of the SEC. But the top 10 guys moved via the transfer portal, I think, are going to have the biggest impact this year for their respective teams. Again, there's been tons of guys that aren't on this list that are going to have impact. I just think these 10 guys are going to have the biggest impact in 2022 for their respective teams. So let's jump right back into it. Coming in at number five on my list, we just did Jaden Hazelwood. How about his former teammate, quarterback Spencer Rattler, going from Oklahoma to South Carolina? Just announced this week he's moving up to Columbia next week. He will start to get to work with his new team, and he's bringing a teammate with him in tight end Austin Stogner from Oklahoma. Had an outstanding 2020 season. He threw for over 3,000 yards, 28 touchdowns. A lot of people had him as a Heisman favorite coming into this past season. And he saw a little regression, threw for over 1,500 yards, 11 touchdowns, and eventually gave way to Caleb Williams at quarterback. But Spencer Rattler is still a really big talent, and he will have some transfers coming in with him to help him out in Columbia. Start with Madison, James Madison wide receiver Antoine Wells, Wake Forest running back Christian Beal-Smith, Georgia running back Lavoisier Carroll, all big-time weapons that are going to be surrounding Spencer Rattler. On top of that, leading wide receiver Josh Van, he announced he's coming back for another season. Jaheim Bell at tight end. Our buddy DeCarrion Joyner is expected back. So Spencer Rattler going to have some big-time offensive weapons to get started in Columbia. And again, they're one of my teams to watch for in 2022. They already took a step forward this past year, and we're kind of ahead of schedule. Won the Duke's Mayo Bowl, beating North Carolina at Mack Brown. Spencer Rattler, I've got as my fifth best, most likely impact player in the SEC in 2022. Coming in at number four, a guy who just made the move this week, wide receiver Jermaine Burton, going from Georgia to Alabama. Burton was a top 100 recruit in 2020. He was second on Georgia's team in receiving yards this year with almost 500 yards, tied for second on the team in receiving touchdowns with five. Has a remarkable catch radius. His route running is a good strength. Has two seasons of starter reps under his belt. Averaged 19.1 yards per catch as a sophomore. Maybe not going to be what Jameson Williams and John Mechie were for Alabama last year, but still should be highly productive. And I think he is going to be have his most productive season in college football in the Alabama offense with, oh, by the way, a Heisman Trophy winner, Bryce Young, throwing him the football. Coming in at number three, I have Zach Evans, the running back, going from TCU to Ole Miss. He's a former five-star recruit from the Houston area, rushed for 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns in 2 seasons under head coach Gary Patterson. Evans elected to enter the transfer portal after TCU fired Patterson midway through last season. But Ole Miss loses two of their most talented players in school history. Snoop Connor and fellow running back Jerrion Ealy both announced they will forego their senior seasons and enter the NFL draft. Both those guys combined for over 3,800 rushing yards and 50 touchdowns from scrimmage the last 3 years in Oxford. Henry Parrish, their freshman from last year, showed some promise. He recently transferred out to Miami, so it's a pretty empty running back room. Zach Evans, a big stud that could step right in and fill that hole. He was the number two running back in the class of 2020. First five-star player to commit to Ole Miss under Lane Kiffin. Evans will have 3 years of eligibility remaining, was in the midst of a breakout season before injuries held him to just six games. Ran for almost 650 yards and five touchdowns this past season, averaging over 7 yards per carry. Yeah, he is going to eat in the Lane Kiffin offense. Zach Evans, again, will be a name we'll talk about a lot this year in the SEC. Coming in at number two on my list, another guy who is a running back coming into the conference, Jahmyr Gibbs, going from Georgia Tech to Alabama. Gibbs is a guy who is a hard runner, but also a really good receiving back. Dominated most receiving stats last season for Georgia Tech. But he's more than that. He's a bowling ball with elusiveness, especially when he gets to that next level. He's not afraid of contact. He can make a safety miss if he gets past the line of scrimmage. He averaged over 5 yards per carry and 13 yards per reception with Georgia Tech last year. He was second on the team in catches and receiving yards despite still carrying the ball 143 times. Ryan Robinson Jr. is off to the NFL. Gibbs has a chance to step right in and be Alabama's workhorse at running back. Now, he'll have to fight off Trey Sanders and Jason McClellan, who are still there. Of course, a couple of true freshmen as well, Jamarian Miller and Emmanuel Henderson. But Jahmyr Gibbs, everyone who's seen this kid raves about him and says he is going to be a star at Alabama next season. So Jahmyr Gibbs, keep that name handy when we start talking Alabama in 2022. And speaking of Alabama in 2022, my number one guy in the transfer portal, most talented guy, will have the biggest impact. It's cornerback Elias Ricks going from LSU to Alabama. Eli is a stud defensive back who will start every game next season for Alabama as long as he stays healthy. Had an injury-riddled season this last year at LSU, produced an extraordinarily high level as a true freshman in 2020, where he was tasked with a high dose of man coverage, handled it like a pro. Keep in mind, he was opposite Derek Stingley. Nobody was throwing Stingley's way. They were all throwing Eli Ricks' way. He allowed six catches on 19 targets while making seven total plays on the ball as he was tasked with single coverage. Quite clear, he already has an excellent feel for that position and will be a starter from day one at cornerback for Alabama going into 2022. He could be the first Thorpe Award winner for Alabama since safety Minkah Fitzpatrick won it in 2017. Crazy to think all the good DBs Bama has had, and it's been 5 years since they had a Thorpe Award winner, but Eli Ricks certainly will have an opportunity to do that in Tuscaloosa. And there you have it. Those are my top 10 guys that entered the transfer portal, ended up at new schools in the SEC. I think all those guys are going to have major impacts for their schools in 2022. And again, the list isn't even done yet. Like, we'll have to update this list come May, June, July, because more guys are going to be moving around the transfer portal, like we talked about. Jackson Dart could be going from USC to Ole Miss. He would instantly be top 10 on this list because he'd be the starter at Ole Miss, most likely under Lane Kiffin, and be highly productive next year. Well, so we'll keep an eye on this. Again, just strictly with transfers, of course, we still have more recruits coming in February with the second phase of National Signing Day. So still plenty of roster overhaul happen in these next couple weeks in the SEC. I'm Chris Gordy. Thank you guys for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Now you can go make your second listen. Check out the Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q and Lee Sterling, giving you all the picks that you need. I'm Chris Gordy. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow right here on Locked On SEC. Thank you guys for making us your first listen every day.